Psalm 72, a psalm for Solomon. O God, give your judicial principles to the king, and your righteous standard to the king's son. He will judge your people righteously, and those of yours who are poor, justly. The mountains will bring peace to the people, as will the hills, in righteousness. He will judge those of the people who are poor. He will save the sons of the needy and crush the oppressor. They will fear you when they are in the company of the sun and when they are in the presence of the moon, for generation upon generation. He will come down like rain on mown grass, like showers that drench the earth. The righteous man will blossom in his days, as will an abundance of peace, until the moon is no more. And he will have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The inhabitants of the desert will bow down before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the coastlands will bring an offering. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer a gift. And all the kings will prostrate themselves before him. All nations will serve him. For he will deliver the poor man who cries out, and the needy who has no one to help him. He will have pity on the destitute and poor, and he will save the lives of the poor. He will redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his eyes. May he live, and may they give him gold of Sheba, and may they pray for him constantly and bless him all day long. May there be an abundance of grain in the land. May his fruit sway on the mountain summits as in Lebanon, and may plants of the city bloom like the vegetation of the earth. May his name be age-abiding. May his name in the presence of the sun give rise to posterity, and may they be blessed through him. May all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who works wondrous deeds on his own. And blessed be his glorious name age-abidingly, and may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are completed. Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to the pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost reduced to nothing. My steps were exhausted. For I was jealous of the boasters when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no concerns about their death while their body is healthy. They are not subject to man's toiling, nor are they plagued in common with man. That is why pride bedecks them, and the garment which covers them is their violence. Their eyes bulge from fatness. The imaginings of their heart pass beyond all bounds. They mock. They speak wickedly, plotting oppression. They speak haughtily. They have set their mouth against heaven, while their tongue traverses the earth. Therefore he will bring his people back here, and water will be wrung out to them in full. But they say, how does God know? And does the Most High have any knowledge of it? Behold, these are the wicked, and those at ease in the age, who have increased in riches. Surely I cleansed my heart in vain when I washed my hands in innocence, for I was plagued all day long, and I suffered castigation each morning. If I had said, let me speak like that, I would have misled a generation of your sons. I pondered so as to know this matter. It was to my sorrow in my sight, until I went into the sanctuary of God and understood their final state. Surely you will put them in slippery places. You will make them fall into ruin. How they will become a desolation in a moment. How they will perish and meet their end in terrors. As in waking up from a dream, O Lord, on awakening, you will despise their illusion. For my heart was embittered, and I was pierced in my kidneys. But I was an imbecile, and did not know. I was like the beasts with you. Yet I am always with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. You will lead me in accordance with your purpose, and afterwards you will receive me in glory. Whom do I have in the heavens? I delight just to be with you. I have not delighted in the earth. My flesh has come to an end, but as for my heart, the rock of my heart and my portion is God age-abidingly. For behold, those departing from you will perish. You have cut off everyone who commits whoredom against you. But as for me, closeness to God is good for me. I have put my trust in my Lord the Lord, so as to tell of all your works. Psalm 74, an instructive psalm of Asaph. Why, O God, have you utterly rejected us? Why does your anger fume over the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you acquired in ancient time. You redeemed the sceptre of your inheritance, Mount Zion, in which you dwelt. Speed up your strides towards the complete ruins, all the harm the enemy has done in the sanctuary. Your adversaries roar in the midst of your assembly. They have set up their ensigns as portents. A man used to be known by how he could wield axes in a thick wood, but now it is wholly its engravings that they hack at with hatchets and mallets. They have set your sanctuary on fire. They have desecrated your renowned tabernacle, bringing it down to the ground. They have resolved and said, "Let us ravage them completely." They have burnt all the places of assembly of God down to the ground. We have not seen our signs. There is no prophet any more, and no one among us knows for how long. How long, O God, will the adversary reproach us? How long will the enemy utterly despise your name? Why do you withdraw your hand, indeed your right hand, from the midst of your bosom so completely? But God is my King, being from ancient time, carrying out acts of salvation in the midst of the land. You split the sea in your strength. You broke the heads of crocodiles in the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You gave it as food for the inhabitants of the desert. You carved out fount and brook. You dried up powerful rivers. Yours is the day. Yours is the night also. You prepared the night luminary and the sun. You set all the boundaries of the earth. As for summer and winter, you fashioned them. Remember this, an enemy has reproached the Lord, and a foolish people have despised your name. Do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild animals. Do not completely forget your poor population. Observe the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of nests of violence. Do not let the ill-treated return ashamed. May the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and contend your case. Remember the reproach on you from the fool all day long. Do not forget the noise of your adversaries. The tumult of those who rise up against you ascends continually. To the choirmaster, Al-Tashketh.